Welcome back. Today we're diving into something that's been a long time coming for the crypto world. The Digital Asset Market Clarity Act of 2025, or the Clarity Act. It's a massive 257-page federal framework. And honestly, it feels like a breath of fresh air after years of regulatory uncertainty in the U.S.
It really is. At its core, the bill lays out a precise legal architecture split into six titles. It defines what digital assets actually are, draws clear lines on who regulates what, and sets operational standards for everything from exchanges to stablecoins and even taxation.
Let's start with Title I, because it finally tackles that foundational debate over asset classification. It actually codifies the term digital commodity, drawing a clear legal line between assets that function as securities and those that operate as decentralized commodities or currencies.
Exactly. And that distinction dictates jurisdiction. Projects with sufficiently decentralized networks get directed to the CFTC, while centralized or third-party-dependent projects fall under the SEC. That clear split is really the foundation everything else in this legislation builds on.
Which leads us right into Title II. This one significantly expands the CFTC's authority, basically positioning them as the primary regulator for the spot market of digital commodities. For exchanges, it means they'll need to register federally, follow strict custody and anti-manipulation rules, and keep trading practices fair.
That's a major shift. It completely replaces the current fragmented system of state-by-state money transmitter licenses with a unified federal framework. We're talking direct impacts on major platforms like Coinbase and Kraken, which will finally have a single set of rules to follow.
But what about the assets that do fall under the SEC? That's where Title II comes in. It clarifies the SEC's jurisdiction over digital asset securities and creates a dedicated classification for them. Plus, it opens up a streamlined trading pathway through special-purpose broker-dealers and alternative trading systems, so they don't have to jump through traditional securities exchange hoops.
And crucially, it introduces a safe harbor period. This allows development teams to launch networks and distribute tokens without immediate enforcement action, as long as they meet transparency and disclosure standards. It directly answers the industry's long-standing criticism that SEC policies basically forced projects to either break securities laws or never launch at all.
I love that it actually gives developers a clear path forward. Now, let's talk stablecoins with Title IV. The bill creates a brand new payment stablecoin category, and the requirements are strict. Issuers must be federally insured banks or entities regulated by the OCC or state authorities.
Right, and the backing requirements are non-negotiable. These stablecoins must be fully backed by high-quality liquid assets, think cash or U.S. treasuries, and they're subject to regular audits. These reserve and transparency rules are explicitly designed to prevent systemic failures, kind of like what we saw with the Terra USD collapse.
That makes total sense. We've seen enough drama with depegging. Moving on to Title V, which overhauls crypto taxation to actually reduce the compliance burden for everyday investors. It introduces a de minimis exemption for small transactions, so buying coffee with Bitcoin won't trigger a taxable event report.
It also delays and clarifies IRS reporting requirements for exchanges, giving them time to develop practical forms. And perhaps most importantly, it establishes that staking rewards aren't taxable until they're sold. That finally resolves years of conflicting IRS guidance and brings real relief to validators and node operators.
That's going to be a huge sigh of relief for so many people. To wrap everything up, Title II focuses on long-term stability. It creates a formal interagency working group with the SEC, CFTC, Treasury, and the Fed to coordinate policy, share data, and proactively resolve those jurisdictional conflicts we've seen for years.
It also includes a sunset provision requiring congressional review after a set period, which is a smart acknowledgement of how fast this tech moves. Plus, it preempts state laws for payment stablecoins to prevent regulatory arbitrage and keep national standards consistent.
So, what are the critical takeaways here? It really highlights a decisive shift toward federal oversight and legal certainty. We're seeing commodity regulation centralized under the CFTC, actionable safe harbors for developers, strict stablecoin reserves, and much simpler tax compliance.
Absolutely. Now, critics do question whether the CFTC can actually handle a massive spot market, and some worry the safe harbors might be too lenient. But despite those debates, this bill undeniably provides the first comprehensive, actionable blueprint for U.S. digital asset policy.
Couldn't agree more. It finally moves the industry out of regulatory limbo and establishes a structured foundation for innovation, investor protection, and market stability. It's a big step forward.
It certainly is. Thanks for breaking it down.